Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Brunner versus Maidana call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, there will be an opportunity for questions and comments. Instructions will be given at that time. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference call over to your host for today, Kelly Swanson. Kelly, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Very excited to have the main event of Danger Zone on the phone with us, both Adrian Bronner and Marcos Maidana. And I'm going to turn it right over at this time to Richard Schaefer, Chief Executive Officer, Golden Boy Promotions, to make the introductions. Richard.
Thank you, Kelly, and hello to everyone, to the media. Thank you for being on the call today and, of course, to the two fighters. Talking about ending it with a bang, I think this is as big of a bang as one can get. I think it's the best card we have ever put together. It's certainly the card of the year. I don't remember ever having put together such an evenly matched card. I think it's a thank you to the fight fans, to the media, to everyone for being part of what I think has been the best year for boxing in so many years. The card from the Alamo Dome, December the 14th, is going to be televised live on Showtime. Yes, it's live. It's not a pay-per-view, so people can watch it on Showtime. A big thank you to Steven Espinoza, the president of sports at Showtime, and Matt Blank, the chairman, and as well as the chairman and CEO of CBS parent company, Leslie Moonves. I'd like to thank as well Corona, AT&T, Casamigos Tequila, and The Grudge Match in theaters December the 25th for being the sponsor for this great, great event. Tickets at the Alamo Dome, and this is like unreal, starting at $10. Yes, you heard it right, at $10. For $10 to be able to see what is easily the best card of the year, there's no excuse for San Antonio not to be coming out and coming out in masses. And the tickets are selling very rapidly. I expect to be somewhere between 20 and 30,000 people at the Alamo Dome on the 14th. This is going to be party San Antonio. This is going to be embracing the great sport of boxing. And for as little as $10, you can be there. That's less than a month. So make sure you, for those who don't have tickets, get your tickets. And for those who have them, I look forward to seeing you there at the venue. Now, when you look at the main event of this great card, and just to remind you quickly all, the telecast will be opening up with Bebouch Shumanov fighting Tomas Kovacs for the WBA Super Light Heavyweight World title. Then Leo Santa Cruz against Cesar Seda from Puerto Rico for the WBC Super Bantamweight World title. And then Keith one-time Thurman, with 21 wins, 19 knockouts, fighting for the WBA welterweight title against Jesus Soto Carras. And then the cherry on top is what I think is one of the most talked about fights of the year, and that's Adrian, world champion Adrian Bronner against Marcos El Chino Maidana. These are two fighters which really don't need much introduction. Both of them are stars. Both of them are exciting. Both of them deliver. Both of them are fan favorites. And we, as fight fans, we can't wait to see that fight. This is one of those fights that we call it Danger Zone, which deserves the title Danger Zone, because it is a dangerous fight for Bronner. It's a dangerous fight for Maidana. And that's what we, as fight fans, want to see. Marco El Chino Maidana, with a record of 34-3, 31 KOs, certainly knows how to knock people out. He has that one-punch knockout power. Was the former WBA junior welterweight world champion, began his quest for his second world title in 2012 when he moved up to 104 pounds. After losing to Devin Alexander, he went on and to score an exciting eight-round TKO over tough contender Jesus Soto Carras in September of last year, which turned out to be one of the Fight of the Year candidates. In 2013, he defended his WBA International Championship in his hometown, Buenos Aires, against Angel Martinez. And then most recently, he turned in a great performance against Josecito López here in Carson, California. And now here he is knocking on the door to become the welterweight world champion against Adrian Broner. Marcos, if you can maybe make a quick opening statement before I'm going to introduce Adrian.
Marcos, por favor, decinos algunas palabras introductorias acerca de la pelea de con Broner.
Bueno, no, ya estoy en la última semana del entrenamiento, pero bien, fuerte. Broner creo que no ha peleado nunca con un boxeador como él, y bueno, esta va a ser su prueba de fuego.
Ajá.
Can you translate, Sebastian?
Yes, yes. He said, I'm excited to be on this great boxing card next 14th of December in San Antonio. I'm in the last stage of my preparation, which has been great. Once again, I'm convinced that Adrian Broner has never fought a rival of like me. So it will be no easy for him.
Thank you. Now, the man I'm going to introduce, he talks the talk. Some of them don't like him because of it, but you know what? He's one of those guys who not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk. He is, without question, quickly becoming one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world. He has a record of 27-0 with 22 knockouts, is already a three-division world champion at 130 pounds in 2011. He won the WBO world title against Vicente Rodriguez in three rounds, by the way. In 2012, he defended the WBA with fourth-round TKO over then-undefeated Eloy Perez, and then against Vicente Escobedo in July. Closed out 2012 by capturing the lightweight, the WBC lightweight world championship in a very impressive performance, again, knockout performance against Antonio DeMarco, and becoming a two-division world champion. Knocked out Gavin Reese earlier this year inside of five rounds, and most recently jumped weight classes from 135 all the way to 147, where he challenged Pauly Malignaggi at the Barclays Center in New York in a very exciting fight that turned him into a three-time world champion in three different weight classes. Many people feel that he is heir apparent to the pound-for-pound throne. He knows you only get there if you fight tough fights against tough opponents, and he knows that with Marcos Maidana, he has exactly that. Marcos Maidana wants nothing more than beating Broner, knows what this is going to do, and Broner will be well prepared to take care of business. It's a pleasure now for me to introduce to you Adrian the Problem Broner.
Hey, what's going on there, buddy? I really don't got to say too much. He done told y'all what I've been doing to these boxers in my past few years, and it's been devastating. And, I took this fight because a lot of people were saying that I was picking my opponents and I haven't fought no legitimate fighters. But, I was just blessed with the talent. You know, I make good fighters look basic. Now I take on Chino, Maidana, hard-hitting. Knockout artist, Argentine superstar, pretty face. What can I say? It's going to be a hell of a fight. You know, I really can't trash talk. I really can't trash talk with someone who don't speak English. So I will not be the villain like everybody try to make me out to be a villain. You know, what I want to say to Chino and Team Maidana is I hope he's 100% ready. I hope he's 110% ready. I hope he don't have no colds the week of the fight. You know, I hope his team train to the best of the ability. You know, his coach, Garcia, You know, he got a great coach. I respect his coach. And, you know, I want to come prepared because comes December 14th, Saturday night, I will be victorious, man. And I just don't want no excuses. You know, it don't matter what I do. It don't matter what I do. I just feel like I'll never get the credit that I deserve. So even when I win this fight, and I'm going to win this fight in a spectacular fashion, and I'm going to keep it professional. I don't have to bring nobody outside life into this fight. Like I said before, he don't speak no English. So I wish him and his camp the best, and I hope nobody get brutally hurt. But I'm coming in for the kill, and, you know, I'm putting my heart on the line, and he's really going to have to make me respect his boxing skills. December 14th, I will be victorious, and I want everybody to come out and watch me.
Thank you very much, Adrian. We like to open it up now for questions for the members of the media.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question or have a comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. This will pick the question in the order it was received. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from Dan Raphael with ESPN.
Thank
Dan,
you.
Hang on one sec. Dan,
sure.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay.
Sebastian.
Yes?
Could you please have them keep that noise down? It's
really... Chino, por favor, hagan silencio ahí porque se escucha todo.
Thank
Ahora
you.
Empiezan
ahead,
las
Dan.
Preguntas.
Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, Sebastian?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
How are you?
Good, good. I would like you to ask Marcos a lot of the comments leading up to this fight where he talked, you know, so much about how much he wanted to fight Adrian. Didn't really, to my recollection, wasn't saying anything about any of the other champions in the welterweight division or any of the other top fighters in the weight class. He seemed to have a tonal focus on wanting to get Adrian specifically in the ring. I know he was the mandatory, but knowing how many fighters in his weight class that Golden Boy promotes, I'm pretty sure that there could have been some other fight made. My question is then, what was it about Broner that made Marcos so intent on wanting to fight him specifically instead of any of the other, you know, good fighters in those weight classes at 40 and 47.
Great. Marcos, la pregunta es de Dan Rafael de ESPN. Él dice que estuvo viendo y analizando todas tus declaraciones y que él nota que vos siempre quisiste esta pelea con Broner. Y habiendo tantos otros campeones y tantos otros buenos boxeadores en welter, ¿qué es lo que te hace a vos haber querido tanto, con tanta intensidad, pelear con Broner?
No, lo que es el cinturón y lo tiene Broner, así que voy por él.
¿No hay nada especial en él que era la pregunta que te haga querer pelear con él?
No. Lo que yo quiero es ser campeón de esta categoría y por eso quiero ese cinturón que retiene Bron.
Perfecto. Okay. No, it's not that I'm obsessed or anything with Adrian Broner. The fact is, I wanted the thing that I really really want in my career is to be the welterweight champion, the WBA welterweight champion. And it happens that Broner won that belt unexpectedly because he was a lightweight fighter, but since he beat Malinacci, that became my obsession because I want to be a world champion. It happens that he has the belt, and that's why I want to beat them.
Okay, my other question. Thank you, Sebastian. My other question for Marcos then is. When he and Adrian had their incident where they, I guess, almost came to blows, this was a couple of nights prior to the Mayweather-Canelo fight in September, I wonder how much – I don't think that Adrian's fight and Marcos's fight was not 100% done at that point. How much did that incident fire him up to want to get that deal done? And what happened in that incident, if he could give his point of view on it?
Okay. Marcos, cuando ustedes en el incidente que tuvieron en Las Vegas, que casi se agarran a trompadas ahí en el ringside del MGM, en ese momento la pelea no estaba concretada, estaba en negociaciones, estaban empezando las negociaciones. Entonces la pregunta es, ese incidente, ¿cómo fue y si realmente te hizo tener más ganas de que la pelea realmente se concretara?
La verdad que yo tengo ganas de pelear siempre, de que soy boxeador, siempre tengo ganas de pelear con cualquiera, pero como es, no, sí, el incidente ahí en Las Vegas me dio un poco más de motivación y para entrenar más duro para esta pelea llegar al 100%.
Okay, I really like I said before, I really wanted to beat and knock him out, even at that stage that the fight was not done already when the incident happened in Las Vegas. But after the incident, I tell you the truth, it really lagged me up. And it was a motivation for me because I'm not used to fight or get into arguments or came to blows with fellow fighters, but this guy has something special and he's a provocative character, so it really gave me motivation to focus more on my training harder, and I just want for December 14 to be now.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much for that, Sebastian and Marcos. Adrian, are you there? I got a couple of questions for you.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Hey, Adrian. You heard Marcos give his perspective on the incident prior to the Floyd fight in September. I'm curious, what was going on in your mind when that happened, and how much did that fire you up to want to get the deal done to fight him?
No, I actually missed it. I was making a rap while he was talking.
Well, I asked him about the incident that you and he had at the MGM during the card that was a couple of nights before Floyd fought Canelo Alvarez, and I'm wondering what was going on as far as you were concerned when that took place, and how much, if at all, did it fire you up to get the deal done based him on December 14th?
I was sitting with a nice lady. I was sitting with a nice lady friend of mine, and he just wanted some attention. Somebody had to tell him to do it. But that's boxing. That's boxing. Did it surprise me? No. No, it's okay. I'm fine with that. That's what I'm used to. So I'm happy that he's willing to fight me and he's ready to fight. I like to see that. So I know he's not going to run from me. He's going to come to fight me.
My other question then for you, Adrian, is when you made your welterweight debut and you fought Paulie and won the title earlier in the year, Paulie, we all know, is an excellent boxer, a very good fighter, been champion, all that, not blessed with big punching power. And Marcos Maidana has, been revered for several years as one of the best punchers in boxing. I wonder, when you go into the ring with him in only your second fight at welterweight, do you believe that the punching power difference between what he may have and what Paulie has is going to be a difference for you?
Dan, one thing that people don't understand is he fought the guys he knocked out, he was able to hit. He got to hit me first. He got to hit me first. And he's never been hit by me. So, we'll all see. We'll see what happens December 14th.
Okay. Adrian, thank you. Appreciate it, everybody. Look forward to the fight in San Antonio. See you guys.
You already know you my brother, Dan.
Thanks, Adrian.
Our next question comes from Kendrick Johnson with Dallas Weekly.
This question's for Adrian.
What's happening?
What's up, man? So tell me this, with you fighting your second fight 147th, and you seem like you were more content to stand in front of Paulie, with Maidana being a harder hitter, are you going to change your style and be a lot slicker since you have slicker fighters, or are you going to go toe-to-toe and preach the clown in San Antonio?
Like I always say, I don't fight nobody the same. Maidana have to show me. He has to make me respect his power and his boxing skills. If you never know, when I make my adjustments inside the ring December 14th, then I'll do what I have to do to get my victory. But until then, we just staying sharp.
And what adjustments are you going to make? Because people are saying that, is it because you didn't respect the punching power that you got hit more than you used to? Or are you just hit to stay in front of Pauly since he's not as hard of a hitter?
I mean, you've seen the fight. You know, Pauly's a good, hell of a fighter. Threw a lot of shots, but he couldn't hit me. He couldn't hit me with nothing flush. So, with Maidana, he's definitely a proven hard-hitting puncher. But he got to hit me. It's not like I'm going to let him hit me. He got to hit me.
And we all know you being a student of the game. Have you looked at any of his tapes? Because as we all know, he seems to have some problems with slicker fighters.
I don't watch no tape. You know, I know he's a hell of a fighter. He's going to come to fight. He's not going to lay down unless I make him lay down. And I don't have no problem with laying nobody down. I have done some robberies in my days.
And my last question is, with you making your San Antonio debut on Showtime, what are you going to bring to the table that we haven't seen to build the Adrian Broner brand so that we can get to see you be Mr. Pay-Per-View after your next team and be headlining pay-per-views on a consistent basis?
All I'm going to say to you fans is, and you reporters, just watch the fight. I don't care if you like me or dislike me. Just please watch the fight, and you'll see something special.
All right, man. See you next weekend, man. Look forward to seeing you again, man.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Our next question comes from Len Satter, filled with theringtv.com.
Hey, man. What's up, Adrian? How you doing?
What's up?
Hey. Back when you fought DeMarco, you were saying that was going to be like your fight that was comparable to Aaron Pryor's fight with Alexis Arguello. But you ended up dominating in your first debut at 135 and walking him down. Do you think that given the way Maidana fights, he comes forward, that you will end up walking him down once you make your adjustments?
I don't know how I'm going to end the fight. I don't know how the fight's going to end. All I know is I will be victorious.
Now, you talked about Pauly Malignaggi, and also you talked about not getting respect. You know there's another guy who throughout his career didn't feel like he would ever get his respect because of his style. In a way, is it good that people don't respect, you know, aren't giving you credit so that you stay motivated, or what are your thoughts on that?
I'm a self-motivator, so I'm always motivated, but it comes with the territory of being a African-American that's on top. And you know, like I always say, man, you know, they're never going to give me my full respect. They're never going to do it. No matter if I go in there and knock Maidana out in the first round, they're going to find some way to criticize me. So, you know, I just do me. I just get my victories and keep moving on with my career. Because at the end of the day, none of you reporters in there never threw a punch. Some of you reporters never threw a punch, and none of these writers never threw a punch. So I really can't read or take what you guys say, some of you guys say, and take it to the heart because it means nothing to me sometimes.
Okay. My last question is, you fought your first fight at welterweight. Was that an adjustment? And now that you've had that fight at welterweight, Will this, you know, be different for you, having more acclimatized yourself to the weight?
Every fight is going to be different because every opponent is different. So we're going to see what Maidana brings to the table, and we're going to play our cards when we get the game going.
Thanks a lot, Adrian. Appreciate it. See you guys next week.
All right, Lev.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question or have a comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. That will place you in the question queue. Our next question comes from Jenna Jay with On the Ropes.
I have a question for Marcos Maidana. Marcos, you know, going into this fight here, the perception is that you don't do well against boxers, people that have good speed and boxing skills. going into the fight with Adrian here, how do you expect to deal with his speed and his boxing ability?
Marcos, la pregunta es, hasta ahora en tu carrera dio la impresión de que te cuestan los boxeadores que boxean y que se mueven bastante. ¿Cuáles son tus impresiones acerca de esta pelea? ¿Cómo vas a hacer para poder superar eso? Y por otra parte te traduzco que Bronner dijo que él le tenés que demostrar si realmente pegás para que él te pueda respetar.
No, estuve preparándome bien con el parring como Bronner y eso, y exacto, no importa si me boxea, si estoy preparado para pelear de cualquier, no tengo drama, y sí que le voy a hacer sentir mi voz, y le voy a hacer que me respete.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you're right. In the past, I had a few problems with the boxers, the slick boxers, but I don't think Bronner is such a slick boxer. He's talented, but I'm preparing well. I had great sparring partners this time. I adjusted myself, and be sure that Adrian will go in to respect me in the ring. I will make sure that he respects me in the ring.
Marcos, despite that, Adrian had with Paul Malignaggi, people questioned whether or not he really brought his power up in the weight. And I'm wondering for you, do you think right now that he's a full-fledged welterweight, or do you still see him as a blown-up lightweight?
Can you repeat the last part?
Yeah. Do you see Adrian Bronner as a full-fledged welterweight right now, or do you view him as a blown-up lightweight?
Okay, perfect, got it. Marco, la pregunta es si después de ver a la pelea de Bronner con Malignaggi, ¿vos crees que realmente Bronner es ahora un welter en serio, un welter natural, un welter bien establecido, o todavía lo ves como un peso liviano que está crecido artificialmente a welter?
No, yo lo veo bien, está bien físicamente para welter, pero lo que sí no está probado con boxeadores fuertes y que tengan nada de experiencia. Yo creo que esta va a ser su pelea más dura que ha tenido en su carrera.
Okay. No, I would say he's now established welterweight. The only thing, he physically is a welterweight now, no doubt about it, but the only problem is he has not been tested by a natural welter like me. That's why this is the hardest fight of his life.
All right, my next question is now for Adrian Bronner. Adrian, you still there?
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Adrian, you know, that's the question a lot of people have out there about you is you face Paul Malignaggi. Guy doesn't have much power at the weight class. Marcos Maidana, he does have power. Do you think you brought your power up to welterweight?
Of course I did. Paulie's, he's a hell of a fighter. He's more difficult to hit than any opponent I ever fought. I give him that. But December 14th, man, you know, you'll see a different Adrian Bronner, just like every fight. I'm going to give you something different.
I know. The open play call, Richard Schaefer said that, you know, people don't like you for your trash talking in the ring. I'm wondering, do you think more people tune in to watch you lose fights or win fights?
Both. It plays in 50-50. So it really don't matter.
All right. Thank you, Adrian.
All right.
Our next question comes from Robert Morales with Los Angeles Daily News.
Yes, I have one question for Adrian. Adrian, you have accomplished a hell of a lot already, winning titles in three weight classes. And I do think that there are some of us, especially veteran boxing writers, who give you the credit you deserve. With that said, I'm wondering, if you were compiling your own pound-for-pound list, where would you put yourself?
Honestly, on the pound-for-pound list?
Yes.
I'll say I'm top five.
Okay.
Easy.
Sure.
And I'll even name them. You got number one is I got to pay homage to my big brother Floyd Mayweather because he's still in the game.
Right.
But number two, I got to give honestly. I sat and thought about this, but I honestly got to give it to Andre Ward.
Gotcha. Okay.
For the simple fact of what he's done in boxing, because these motherfuckers in boxing, they don't give him no credit.
Right.
They're not that he deserves after everybody he beat. And that's, I'm just telling the truth. But as number three, I have to say Adrian Broner.
Okay.
As number four, I have to say Adrian Broner. And number five, I have to say Adrian Broner.
Okay.
But, and that's how I see it.
Well, I agree that you're a top five guy. I have no problem with that at all. And I agree with your top two. So, but thanks, man. Keep it up. You're doing a great job. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Jake Donovan with BoxingScene.com.
The lightweight champion of the world. It's been hello. I'm sorry, Adrian.
What's happening?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. It seems like a lifetime ago that you were the lightweight champ. It's only been less than a year. Does it seem that long ago? Like, is it way in your rearview mirror, or are you just taking it one fight at a time, and then your weight, the best opportunity dictates what weight you'll come into the ring at?
This is boxing. You can't look past or beyond or before nobody. So I got to take it one fight at a time. And right now my main focus is Marcos Maidana, the hard hitting, the body bruising, the bones cracking puncher. He's a hell of a fighter. I don't care. I don't care who you fight. I don't care who he fight. If they win or lose, they know they've been in there with the tough motherfucker. So I know this is going to be a tough fight for me, no matter if I make it look easy or if I make it look like a tough fight. I'm just ready. I'm prepared. I'm winding down in training camp, and I'm just ready to go.
Winding down. All right. I guess my question, the way I was trying to phrase it, do you feel like you've grown into a full welterweight? It's not whether or not you're a true enough welterweight to beat Maidana, but do you feel like you've grown into a true welterweight where this is going to be your home from here on out?
Listen. Floyd Mayweather's not a true welterweight.
Right.
I'm not a true welterweight. Me and Big Bro can still make lightweight.
Okay.
But what people got to understand is skills win fights.
Mm-hmm.
Skills win fights.
Cool. That was exactly the answer I was looking for. Thanks, Adrian. Best of luck next week.
All right. Thank you.
Got it.
Our next question comes from James Meyer with The Boxing Voice.
Hi, yeah, I just had a few quick questions for Adrian and Marcos. Adrian, in your last fight, you said that no one basically will give you any sort of respect from the media. Is that causing you to come to this fight with Maidana with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder and maybe want to be the first to stop Maidana in the fight?
Listen, I don't go into no fight looking for the knockout. If the knockout presents itself, then you know I got to take it. But, you know, I'm going to go in there, focus, and once he show me what to bring to the table, I'm going to do what I got to do to get my victory. I can tell you one thing. That motherfucker better be prepared. I just hope he's in shape and he's ready to fight to death for 12 rounds.
That's going on in HBO. All right, awesome. Thanks a lot. And also, real quick, this fight was also talked about being your first pay-per-view fight. Once that fell through, what were your feelings on that?
It don't matter, cause I'm a pay-per-view fighter, so they gotta come see me anyway. As long as I keep doing what I do, they gotta come see me. I'm not pressed. I'm okay. This is a pay-per-view fight right here for free, so y'all should be happy.
All right, thanks a lot, Adrian. And is Marcos still on the call?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I just had a quick question for him. In Broner's past fights, arguably the only two fighters that he's ever struggled against could be Malignaggi and Ponce de Leon. Has he watched these fights in preparation for Broner?
Marcos, te pregunta si has visto los videos de las peleas de Broner durante tu preparación.
Sí, estuvimos viendo y estoy viendo todavía algunos videos. Nada.
¿Y cuál es tu opinión de lo que viste?
Y nada, estoy mirando los errores que comete y bueno, no lo voy a decir porque es un secreto y bueno, no, pero es difícil la pelea, pero yo me siento bien y capaz de ganar.
Okay. Yeah, I've been watching tapes of him, of course, like I always do during my preparation, and it's a tough fight, man. It's a tough fight for both of us, and of course he is a great fighter, but makes mistakes. I won't tell you what mistakes I'm talking about, but you will see it on December 14. I'm very confident. I did a great preparation for this fight, and you'll see me in December 14.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question or have a comment, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. That will place you in the question queue. Our next question comes from John Whistler with the San Antonio Examiner.
Hello, Adrian. This question's for you. I guess you are vacating your lightweight belt. I just wondered what you thought about that.
Hey, if it didn't come out my mouth, then don't ever believe some shit you didn't heard up through the grapevine. So right now, I'm focused on December 14th with defending my welterweight title with Marcos Maidana. And anything after that? We'll talk about after the fight.
Yeah. Why didn't you stay at 135? What prompted you to go up, well, two weight divisions in the first place? Did you think there just weren't enough good fights at that weight class, or were you attracted to the fights at the higher weights?
I just wanted to fight bigger names. I just wanted bigger fights. If I would have stayed at 35, I would be a big bully.
Be a big what?
I'll be a bully. People call me a bully. So I do not want to be a bad guy. I'm just doing what's best for my career. And right now, I'm at 147, and that's best for my career right now. If it's a big fight at 135, hey, let's make it happen. But right now, I'm worried about December 14th with my welterweight title defense.
Yeah. Is Richard, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Are you still... Is it your understanding that Omar will be elevated to the permanent champion at 135?
As of now, Adrian Broner is the 135-pound champion from the WBC, and he's the 147-pound world champion from the WBA. And unless he states that he is going to give up the belt, he will continue to stay as the 135-pound world champion as well. So that's pretty much all I have to say. If Adrian decides that he's going to campaign at 147 for good, and the title would then and he would give up the title, then yes, Omar Figueroa would be elevated to full champion. But that has not been discussed. It has not been decided. It is totally up to Adrian.
Well, I thought that the WBC, he owns a 135 title. I thought that they had given him a deadline to declare.
Well, as of now, he's still the WBC 135-pound world champion, and I have not been informed by the WBC that they're planning to change that.
You said something earlier about maybe having some kind of ceremony to give Omar the permanent belt, but
if Adrian would have decided to stay at 147, but as Adrian said, and I said, Adrian has decided that he's going to keep the 135-pound title for the time being, and after the fight, he's going to decide what he wants to do. But that's not a decision which he has to take today or tomorrow or frankly any time before the fight.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question or have a comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. That will place you in the question queue. Our next question comes from Gina Caruso with True Boxing Head.
I have a question for Adrian and for Marcos. Adrian first. You really have accomplished a lot in your career. Hi. You really accomplished a lot in your career at such a young age. We know this is your second fight in this weight class. You're fighting a solid
weight.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you. About that, I was on the other line with my big brother Floyd. What do you say?
Okay. Well, first I was giving you a little bit of props. I was saying that you've accomplished a lot in your career at a young age. We know this is your second fight at your welterweight. You're fighting a solid welterweight that has a much higher KO percentage than your last opponent did, Pauly. Do you plan on staying a little bit more active or busy during this fight and throwing more punches than you did before?
Hey, like I said, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I know I'm prepared for whatever he brings to the table. He got to make me respect his boxing skills. He got to make me respect his power that he allegedly has. I don't know. I never felt a shot from him. He got to hit me. So I'm going to do what I got to do to get my victory. But at the end of the night, I will retain my WBA title.
Okay, thank you, Adrian. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
The next question is for Marcos. We know you have an incredible career behind you. Your KO rate is absolutely amazing. I think it's at 83%. Do you think that a knockout's needed to win this fight, or are you looking for a knockout?
Marco, tu porcentaje de knockouts es increíble, es muy alto, sobre todo teniendo en cuenta las peleas que has tenido tan importantes en tu carrera. Para esta pelea en particular, ¿vas a buscar el knockout contra Broner o simplemente vas a buscar la victoria?
No, voy a buscar la victoria. Si bien el knockout sería muy bueno para mantener el récord de knockout, pero... me gustaría ganar, sea como sea, ¿no? Pero bueno, vamos a ver.
Okay. I'm going there. I'm going to San Antonio for the victory, 100%. Either it's by way of knockout or by points, but I'm focused on winning this fight, and I will.
Thank you, Marcos, and good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, that was our last question. So, Richard, if you want to wrap it up. And
excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you to the fighters. I can't wait for December the 14th at the Alamo Dome, one of the greatest matchups of the year, fight of the year written all over it, card of the year for sure. So looking forward to see you there, and thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today.